We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. A charity which helps people out of homelessness has appointed a new chief executive. A new three-story bar with a basement stage and burger kitchen opens in Norwich, and an author who brought landscapes and folklore to life dies at the age of 81.
A charity which helps people out of homelessness has appointed a new chief executive. Norwich-based St Martin's, founded more than 50 years ago, has announced that David Powles will take up the role. He will replace Dr Jan Sheldon following her decision to retire from the role she has held for the last 8 years. Mr Powles, a former editor of the Eastern Daily Press, is currently chief executive of the Norfolk Community Law Service, which helps people with issues including debt, welfare benefits, family law, domestic abuse and housing. Mr Powles said, "I have loved my 3 years at NCLS. I feel incredibly proud of all that we have achieved during that time and the brilliant, dedicated and supporting team of colleagues, trustees and volunteers I've been able to work with. St Martin's is also an excellent charity that I have long admired and worked with closely during the past 20 years. Few things in life are as important as having a roof over your head, and I cannot wait to devote my energy into helping people in Norwich out of homelessness." Paying tribute to Dr. Sheldon, he said, "The city owes her and her team a great debt."
A veterinary practice is urging pet owners to beware of microchip scams due to seeing a recent rise. Tavern Vets near Norwich have issued a warning about scammers claiming that a pet's microchip registration is expiring and asking for payment to update it. A spokesman for the vets said, "We've seen a rise in reported scam emails, such as one received by a client from Tracker Pet. This is a scam. Microchips do not expire or require yearly fees to keep them on a database, and unfortunately, this is not an isolated incident." Staff at the practice said that while some legitimate microchip registration companies do offer optional premium subscriptions for extras such as holiday cover or lost pet alerts, they will not delete or deactivate a microchip. To ensure your pet's safety, always make sure microchip registrations and transfers are handled through DEFRA-approved databases. Trusted databases include Animal Tracker, Pet Log, Identibase, and SmartTrace. And if you're ever in doubt, don't hesitate to reach out to us for guidance, a spokesman for the practice added.
A new three-story bar with a basement stage and a popular burger kitchen has opened in Norwich. Pete Harvey and Steve Mantle have launched Three Stories, a venue that has three bars spread across three floors in Bedford Street. The business partners also run the Ten Bells, the Drawing Rooms and the Wild Man in the city, and the Hero Pub in Burnham Over Staithe. But what is really sets Three Stories apart is its basement, which boasts a dedicated stage area unlike any of the duo's other venues. A new event known as Late Night Stories will make use of the space, bringing live music and comedy performances to the bar. Those travelling to the venue to enjoy live entertainment won't be going hungry either. Futburger has officially moved from its shoebox-sized kitchen at the Ten Bells to Three Stories, selling burgers, pizzas and sandwiches.
A business owner says the road outside his shop has become a death trap, and is furious the council has ignored months of dangerous driving. Jamie Garbutt, the owner of Fig Bar, a cafe in St John Maddermarket, has slammed the council for letting drivers use the road as both a car park and a rat run. He says shoppers constantly park all over the one-way street and in the loading bay meant for deliveries only. Drivers can't turn left onto the road from Pottergate as per Norfolk County Council signage, but Mr Garbutt says cars whiz up the road and ignore the rules. He fears there will soon be a serious collision if the council do not take action. Mr Garbutt said the road is used as a rat run so that drivers can avoid going down Guildhall Hill. People drive up the wrong way in the road. It's a death trap for pedestrians. I have seen so many near misses from standing in the shop looking out. I have reported it to the council more times than I can remember. County Council said, "Our area team is not aware of any issues at this location. The street is subject to a 20 mile per hour speed limit and parking restrictions are in place to ensure safe vehicle movement and accessibility. Any reports of illegal parking or dangerous driving should be reported to the police."
A celebrated author who wrote about East Anglia's landscapes, folklore and heritage has died at the age of 81. Peter Tolhurst, who lived in Norwich, passed away peacefully in hospital. A memorial notice described him as a much-loved father and grandfather and an author and publisher who was a champion of East Anglian architecture, culture and storytelling. It added, "He will be missed by everyone who knew him." Mr. Tolhurst, who ran a publishing business called Black Dog Books, was best known for his 2018 work, This Hollow Land, a study of Norfolk folklore, including its holy wells, stones, plants, saints' cults, magic, ghosts, customs, songs, and stories. His fascination for the subject was sparked years earlier while studying geography at Durham University when he took a module on social anthropology and came across volumes of the Journal of the Folklore Society. He worked for Breckland District Council for many years as its historical buildings conservation officer and then as a freelance consultant for other local councils. Friend Caroline Davidson said, "This is how he got to know so much about the buildings and landscape of Norfolk, and he was always fascinated by the way landscapes inspire artists and writers. I think he was moved to write by his emotional response to landscape and literature." She added that he was surprised by the success of This Hollow Land, but for his other books, he knew his audience, so was less surprised when they sold. He also worked very hard on publishing them and publicising them personally, distributing them to bookshops. She said, "Black Dog Books was very much a one-man band." Well, we've come to the end of this part of Chatterbox, and we will now hand over to Lynette Edwards and Matthew Tucker. So from me, James McGarry, goodbye.
And from me, Bridget Cook, goodbye.